Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca, here with Jack and Kelty.
What's up, girl?
It's a quickie.
It's a quickie.
We're so quick. I thought this would be a really... Well, sorry. I have a quote.
What? Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I have a really good idea for today's quickie I was going to tell you about, but first I'm going to do the quote. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Just wanted to get you guys inspired today on this Thursday, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you need it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Quotes to live by. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Any day now.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
you guys think that? I bet everyone turned the volume up.
No, I can't find it. I can't find it. Where is it?
Are you looking for a specific quote, or are you looking for any quote?
Yes, I have it. No, I'm looking for the specific quote. I had it pulled up and then it deleted. Oh, okay. You ready?
Ready.
Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it.
Oh shit!
Damn, that's a good one.
There goes my acting career. Well,
no, because a lot of people think, oh, I need to go back to this guy or this life or this job. Yeah. And that, because that's the last time I was happy.
Is it like when people have a second child?
Ooh.
And you're always like, damn, one was good. Two is too many. No, but they go back because they think like, that's how I'm going to be happy again. But the truth is the new happiness is around the corner, or it's with a new person or a new friend or whatever. You know, we get so many questions from girls on the regular show about like, I've been friends with this person for so long and I don't know how to break up with this friend. But it's like, sometimes it's time to break up with your friend and get in bed with a new friend. Not like literally in bed, but
maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, go sleep with somebody else. No, I feel like people, change scares a lot of people.
Yeah.
And people find such comfort and complacency. So get outside of your comfort zone, bitches.
Get there.
It's true.
What is, okay, I have a really good question for today.
Can't wait.
What's your first memory of being alive? What?
That's such a hard question. Okay. I think I know what mine is.
Okay.
But then...
Like being on Earth, like being human.
But it's one of those things that I don't know if it's an actual memory or it's something that my mom told me. Or it's a picture.
Yeah.
But I remember being like 2, maybe or 3 in my parents' backyard and a butterfly like landing on my head.
That's insane, because mine is not that. Can be more opposite.
Okay. What's yours? Like
which
shitting
could
your pants?
Probably explain like the dynamic of our lives.
Wait, what's yours?
Here's mine.
This is the first time you remember being a person.
Yeah, like my most vivid memory.
Yeah.
I was visiting a Montessori school with my mom. My sister
What's a
was
Montessori
already.
School?
It's like a type of learning like center where it's like you learn by doing. Like I can't explain it. I have no idea.
Wait, how old were you?
So before I started like 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it's a couple years before, like, proper kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister was going to the school already, and my mom took me in to, like, visit the classroom that I was going to be going to. And I think that I remember this because it's such a, like, vivid moment in your life, like, going and joining, like, a classroom and not being at home with your mom anymore.
Yeah.
And they had this little – so the teacher meets us at the front door, and this little boy named Zach, which is weird.
That is weird.
Comes up with, like, a little, like – a plate of candy and like offers it to me. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And I like go to reach for it and he snatches it away.
No.
What a dick.
This is your first memory?
This is my first memory. Oh my and I God, remember.
This explains so much about you.
And I remember being so humiliated because he was like so cute. And I was like so insecure being in this room with all these kids that were already friends. And I came in and he like.
That's like your first introduction into life.
That's
like,
what it is.
Welcome shit to the world, Becca. Taken.
You think it's all good and then it just gets snatched away from
it's
you.
It's so weird. Damn. And I just remember like reliving that like memory so many times and being like, that was the first time I felt like truly humiliated.
And like denied.
And denied.
Damn.
And I was like, you little f***er. Yeah.
What an asshole.
And his name was Zach.
Wow.
All Zachs are the same, you know what I mean?
If only you could have known.
Weird?
That is weird. What's yours?
I love that yours is a butterfly landing on your head.
Oh, I'm such an artiste. I have a vivid memory of like standing on a step stool washing like spinach leaves with my grandpa in the sink. Uh-huh. And I think I was like two, but one of my first like I'm alive, I'm in the world memories is being in baby ballet. So how old are you? Like four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe
and
younger.
And peeing all over the floor.
Wait, I did that too.
You did?
Yes.
I can.
And I walked away from it and I like, and the teacher played along knowing that I was
had
embarrassed.
Peed. Yeah.
She knew that I peed, but she just like was like, oh, what's on the floor? And like cleaned it up completely and never acknowledged that I had peed myself.
But you were all wet.
I know. Like in hindsight, I'm like, how did I, but
keep
she
going.
She chose to like ignore it.
Oh, see, this explains a lot. You. Because I got the whole like, and I'm picked up now, and we're stripping you of your clothes, and like we're like
the whole embarrassment.
Everyone knew. It's like the full embarrassment. I'm just wondering, like, did you ever teach baby ballet? Like Mm-mm. after the fact, Mm-mm. I taught some baby ballet back in my 20s, and like I had no pee incidents, but like I think there would be a lot of pee incidents.
Yeah.
Like
or a lot. Wait, are any those kids aren't in diapers anymore, right?
You're not in diapers, but you're like
in like the kind of diapers.
You're also like excited.
No, you're not. You like wear an underwear and then your little tights or whatever.
Oh.
But you're like you're potty trained at that point.
But
like,
yeah, kids probably still get nervous,
nervous and like
yeah. And also, like, I've seen my niece when she's too excited and she doesn't want to leave and miss out. Like, she'll have an accident.
Yeah.
So cute. Aww,
little girls peeing their pants. So cute.
I know.
So
sad. There's something, like, so sweet about it.
It is.
Not boys, though. Just girls.
Yeah, just girls. I used to sometimes – this is such a dark secret. So my sister was a big bedwetter. Like, she – till she was like way too old to be wetting the bed. I only had occasional and it would always be I'd be dreaming that I was actually on the toilet and I'd pee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that I would like go into the room and wake my mom up and I'd have to like take a bath in the middle of the night. She'd have to strip out my sheets or whatever. Sometimes she'd just throw me in the bed with my sister. So I remember like I'd be sleeping and I'd catch myself sometimes like right before I was supposed to pee.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd just let it go because I really
no.
You're like,
I really like those like late night, like middle of the night
exciting
bath time.
Asshole. No.
Yeah, I swear to God. Yeah. My mom,
oh my
I can't
God.
Even imagine. Like I'd catch myself and be like, phew, I didn't do it. And then I'd be like, a bath sounds nice right now.
Be like, you know what would feel good at 3 a.m.? Waking my mom up and making her do
my poor mom.
Draw me a bath for an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Kids are such dicks.
The Lady Gang.
What is the first time in your life you noticed a boy and like thought? So I'm having this thing. My niece is now in second grade, and I fully remember like having my crush at school in second grade, and it kind of freaks me out because when I look at her, she's still a baby, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so little. Yeah. But then I'm like, are you a sexual prowess like in second grade?
No.
Like I was.
No, that's when I like remembered my first crush too.
Who was it?
It was this boy, Corey Bailey, and he was like the boy that everybody loved. And he had this like amazing magnetic personality and he was blonde, blue eyes, like so
cute. He started falling for sociopaths.
No, he wasn't a sociopath. This is actually really sad. So he ended up passing away not in college, when he was 16. Oh. And he was like one of my best friends growing up. And after he passed away, my mom kept all of my notes from when I was a kid. And I found a note that he wrote me.
I love that your mom's such a pack rat because I have nothing like that.
I found a note that he wrote me. Hmm. And it said, Jacqueline, Kendall told me that you want to kiss me. Is this true? And it had a check yes, no box.
Oh, my God.
And I had written him back. And I go, Corey, I do want to kiss you. Do you still feel the same? And then I signed it Jacqueline, and I just never gave it back to him. But like, I still have it. It's my apartment right now.
How did he die?
Car accident. Yeah. But he was like that guy that was just the most magnetic, like enigmatic, incredible human. Like all the girls loved him. But he was my first crush.
In second grade?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And like throughout like elementary school and middle school.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. He was best.
I was in second grade.
Yeah.
And it was, his name was also Zach.
Oh my God.
What?
Zach Schofield.
Are you friends on Facebook? You don't have Facebook.
I don't even know. He moved away. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't even know what ended up happening with him. But that's my first boyfriend. And it was like the yes, no, maybe.
Okay, your boyfriend?
Check. It was a full boyfriend?
Like, do you want to be my boyfriend? Yes, no, maybe.
Okay, when you have boyfriends in elementary school, like, was it such a big deal to hold hands? And like, people would, because in my elementary school, when people were dating or whatever, everybody would like sit at a table and or an arm around each
arm
other.
Around each
and
other.
Then people would have a competition who could do it the longest.
Oh my God. I have a crazy, not crazy, but like hilarious story. I had a boyfriend that was a year older than me. I think this was when I was like in fourth grade. He was in fifth or like fifth and sixth, whatever. We go to a movie together and he's older, like the more mature one. And he was definitely more experienced. And he like puts his arm around me. And then like later I found out through his friends that the whole time he was like trying to put his hand on my boob, which didn't exist at the time.
Yeah, we're done.
And then I sent him like this instant messenger, like on, isn't it AOL?
AIM, yeah. AOL,
and AIM, I was like, I'm just really upset that you would do that to me. And it really is like, I trusted you and blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God.
And my mom saw this.
Oh no.
And she came to me. And I think in her mind, it was something really bad. Like serious, serious, serious.
Yeah.
She's like, I saw this. Like what happened? And I like told her the story. She thought I was lying because it's like so not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I remember like my mom feeling like there was something really major that went down. But I was just being dramatic.
Shocker. No, I'm just kidding.
Shocker.
What about yours?
The first boy that liked me was Darren Smith. He puked on me in first grade and he used to leave me little like crayon. And that's what I feel about technology. You're really missing out now that all these kids have technology because like all those little like hand drawn cutout like,
and no,
Crayola
just like passing
hearts,
notes and stuff were
so,
so
fun.
Yeah.
And, like letters that you work on. But my first ever like elementary crush was Jason Wilmot. He was blonde. He was so cute. And he had the best jammers. You know what a jammer pant?
No. Is that
like
a Canadian
thing? MC Hammer pant?
It's like a jammer, like a sweatpant, but they had like patterns. It was very 80s. Like a patterned sweatpant.
I have no idea what that is.
They kind of sell them at Urban Outfitters now for guys. It's like a
like
hammer
a, like
pant.
Like a Slater pant?
Like a Slater pant.
Oh, yes. AC Slater.
And I remember Jason Wilmot when we would go to music class and they'd turn the lights off to like read the music off the thing. His jammers would glow in the dark.
Oh,
and it was
sick.
Like,
we were in love.
Oh my God. It was
Are they
like,
made out of kind of like a windbreakery material?
No, it's like a sweatpant.
Oh.
It's so weird.
I like literally don't know what that is.
Like AC Slater used to wear them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his were like a stonewashed
kind of
jean.
I thought.
Oh.
They're not silky. They're
his like, were. No. His were. Yeah.
Jason's were not. They were glow in the dark. I just
loved
Jason Wilmot. I just loved him so much. And he was like my first boyfriend. And like we would go behind the hill at recess and like kiss him on the cheek and then I'd run away.
Oh my God.
When was your guys' first kiss?
Oh my God. My first kiss, I think we've talked about this, but my first kiss was at the back door of my house on a skate date. Jared Allen. He went to a different school. It was so bad. I think he smoked.
Have you seen any of the guys that you were like madly in love with?
Well, they all have like 19-year-old children now. It's so weird.
Yeah, no, all everybody.
I'm like,
so
I'm glad your kids are in high school. I feel old. It's crazy. Yeah.
Everybody has like 5 kids. I'm like, I can't even keep my plants alive.
It's weird.
I will say that when I went to my, I mean, it's almost my 20-year high school reunion, but when I went to my 10-year high school reunion.
I can't believe you went to that. I can't either.
I planned it.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm amazing. Of course I planned it.
Ew,
I was like,
you want to see people from high school?
Yes, because I've glowed up
she's
so much.
Like, oh my God, I'll bring my Emmy with me.
I will to the 20th. I'll be like, oh
my God.
Dear,
I would rather die.
No. I can't.
Then go to my high school.
Never.
Well, we were like a really close knit. And the reason is because my best friend Katie was a twin with a twin brother. Mm-hmm. And so my whole life growing up, we were guys and girls, like always together. It was like this really, this group because we're always at Katie and Kevin's house, you know? Right. But at my 10-year high school reunion, I just want to let everyone know that's young, like college or high school that listens, that you are grossly misjudging who you want to marry in your high school class.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Because the guys that are popular that you think you want to marry turn out to be f***ing losers.
Well, they're peaking in
and
high school.
And I'm just going to like shout out Corey Huco, who was kind of a loser. Not a loser, but like not the most popular, didn't have the girlfriends, who is now a f***ing doctor. Turned out so hot, has this like crazy family, crazy body. And I saw him at the 10-year high school reunion. There was two guys. And I was like, damn.
The
class of 2000 seriously misjudged Corey Huco because he turned into a babe.
Hot wife now.
Hot wife. Ugh, they're always traveling. Dr. Huco. I'm like, we made so many mistakes. Like none of us was into him. Mm-hmm. We made an
error. You gotta go like for the guy in the background.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And then I just was actually, when I was at Comic-Con, I saw this other guy, Mark Holloway Chuck, that no one would give the time of day to in high school. And he owns this like massive Canadian wide health brand and is like richer than rich and like bought a booth at Comic-Con because they're making superhero like shake bottles now. And he was like, I just always wanted to come to Comic-Con. So I bought a booth. I was like, oh my God, someone should have married you. Like, you just had $30,000 lying around to get a booth at Comic-Con because you just wanted to go.
Like, single?
No, he's married. Oh. They're all married.
Oh, they said no one wanted to marry you. Oh, you mean in high school?
In high school.
Yeah,
ooh, good
now,
for him.
You know, now.
He's
anyway,
crushing it.
Yeah. They're crushing. So it's like you just never, you never really know.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's, just don't tie yourself down
to
in high school.
High school for musical theater, none of those guys ever really glow up. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. You're like,
I mean,
oh,
their
good.
Glow up is like getting on Broadway. And
did anyone you know, like, are you the only one from your school?
No, tons of them ended up going to Broadway.
Really?
And then some of them are still on Broadway. But I wouldn't say that that's like, I really missed my opportunity to be with him.
To date a Broadway star.
Yeah.
It's so funny the things like when you're young, like I loved a musician. Well, I just loved him. And I remember.
I think everybody sort of does.
I know, but I was like going to like the Bitter End and I'd be like, oh my God, they're playing the Bitter End tonight. I have to go. And now I look back and I'm
the
like.
Bitter End?
That's what I'm in New York. Yeah. There's like this club. It's literally the size of my bedroom.
Yeah.
And like you went and you paid your $7 to get in. I was like, oh my God, they have a gig. I got to go. I got to look hot. Like I got to live my life. And there's like 14 people
They've got a gig.
This was not worth like me like thinking you were the hottest thing ever because you were playing like the Bitter End. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like,
everybody thinks that way. Well, I mean, I thought that way when I was that young too, but not for, I'd be like, oh, you're playing a big venue, not a venue the size of my bedroom.
I don't know. It's crazy. Oops, my bad. Anyway, whatever. More on that later. Okay. Thanks for joining us for this quickie. I'm glad you got to know us about what's wrong with us and why we are the way we are, Becca.
One day we'll unpack that.
Yeah. We'll unpack it. I love that term, by
Me
the way.
Me too. Yeah. I love it.
We got. There's things to unpack.
Yeah.
And it's not just my suitcase.
I feel like Karamo probably uses that term all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
It's very true. Anyway, follow us at The Lady Gang and follow Lady Gang TV. And we're very excited about our television show. Please watch us Sunday nights at 10:30 on We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.